And so when he asked for the Bible to let me know that I was following man, I was so embarrassed about me. Oh, goodness. If you can't look on the funny side of life or the bright side of life, you'd be in a pretty bad shape.
You refer to him as brother rather than reverend?
Oh, yes.
To his wife?
Mrs. Reverend and Mrs., you say. She is just a Mrs. Robert Clark. And he is the brother, we call him. He's the pastor. And someone told me not long ago that to use reverend, you ought to say the reverend. And I had never heard that before.
I've heard that, I think this is
the reverend, mister.
I've heard that, uh-huh. Yes. It's supposed to be more formal.
Yes.
The reverend, mister.
But we call our pastors brother. Brother Oliver, he is our pastor now.
And would you say more about both the preaching and the music or anything?
Well, we have always had beautiful music in our churches. Most of the time it's organ with the special music and then the choir. And since haven't always had robes, but of course it is so much prettier with the robes.
I'm interested in the content of the preacher's talks. What kind of thing would he emphasize, or how would he preach?
We don't hear many of those hell and damnation sermons anymore.
Uh-huh.
It might be better if we did, because so many now seem to think that if God is love, he won't send anybody to hell, when of course it's our choice. We send ourselves, he doesn't send us. But they, most of them preach the gospel, the love of Christ.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear a word, an expression like hum the sermon?
Pardon?
Did you ever hear the word hum the sermon?
Hum?
Yes. I'm not sure what it means, but someone said that, I think the word is hum, hum the sermon. And I wonder whether that's a kind of chanting or...
No, we don't. Of course, in this county we have, the Jehovah Witnesses have gotten a lot of the rural members. They don't ever go to church, and they claim that you don't have to go to church. And it caters to what they want to do and believe. And I don't know their form of religion, but ours, we do have a formal ritual, you see. We have the opening hymns, and then we have the Apostles' Creed, and we have responsive reading. And then intertwined in there is the music and the special numbers. And then the sermon.
And was that the same ritual that you had when you were a girl?
No.